This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Earth systems science doesn't sound so sexy anymore.
It's formerly known as Gaian theory. Of course, when Lovelock came out with the Gaian hypothesis, he was tarred and feathered by the scientific and academic communities, the mainstream. There is, I think, something very tangible behind the idea that the Earth is a superorganism that has some sort of form of sentience. Where do you come down on that whole idea of we're merely seed pods on a superorganism and we're being tricked to get off planet before we destroy the ecosystem for the next 1,000 years? And maybe Gaia is trying to get us out there to spread the gene pool out to the stars. I'm kind of extrapolating on Lovelock's theory here a little bit, but do you think that there's something to that? I mean, have you really studied?
I think there very well might be something to it. If you take the view of panpsychism, a philosophical view toward that I described earlier, which basically suggests that even subatomic particles have a measure of consciousness, then why wouldn't a planet also have a measure of consciousness? I think it's quite likely. I'll tell you, though, what intrigues me about the Gaia hypothesis is the actual mythology of Gaia herself. I did an interview recently for my new Thinking Aloud series with a scholar of ancient mythology who pointed out that in ancient times there were multiple instances in which the mother goddess, of which Gaia is one of the oldest, collaborated with her own children to overthrow the ruling sky god. So Uranus was overthrown by Cronos, and Cronos was overthrown by Zeus, and it seems as if there were efforts to overthrow Zeus as well, that the Eleusinian mysteries may have actually been an effort to do that. So you've got a kind of a tension built in between the idea of the Earth goddess, which represents a sense of ecology, a sense of we are all connected, we are all one, as opposed to the sky god with his sense of, you know, I'm in charge and you better do what I say. Also, sky gods have a history of abusing their children and being afraid that their children may wish to overthrow them, which in fact they do. It seems that a lot of dynamics associated with human history are embodied in these myths, so that the revival of the Gaia myth by Lovelock, there's more depth to it than one might see at first. It almost suggests a necessity to overthrow the dominant idea of a masculine god up in the sky.
Well, then that kind of calls in the trickster as possibly a mechanism to actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an archetype that I'm particularly fond of. I haven't tried to redefine the trickster in a book.
Well, the trickster archetype is also associated with the god Hermes and Mercury, who were the initiators into the spiritual, psychic, and mystical mysteries of the universe.
Yeah, and they also inhabited the sky and the earth, the firmament.
Yeah.
They were messengers back and forth.
Going back and forth, and so there's, you know, the whole Western esoteric tradition. It's sometimes called the Hermetic tradition because it goes back to this trickster god, Hermes.
Right. Well, I have a theory that the trickster, by literal definition, by, you know, traditional definition, is neither self-aware and, as a result, lacks an agenda and is, you know, is amoral. It's not positive or negative. It's like a little three-year-old kid banging his sister on the head with a bat, having so much fun, not realizing he could kill her. You know, I have a feeling that the trickster's role of inadvertently supplying humans with technology or changing nature for the benefit
Go ahead.
I have a theory that the trickster is now being supplied technology by humans and could possibly be reemerging as self-aware with a possible agenda within the internet. And
I would like to encourage you to invite on your program one of my guests, Jason Giorgiani, who is a philosopher. He teaches at the Newark or the New Jersey Institute of Technology in Newark, New Jersey, and he is the author of a book called Prometheus and Atlas, in which he deals at great length with the trickster archetype and how it relates to my work with the PK man and to UFO phenomenon in general and to the whole history of Western culture.
Wow, excellent. We're going to have to make a note of that, Gene. We're always on the lookout for guests that, you know, aren't your standard ufological fare. They're few and far between and hard to find, invariably. Thank you for the recommendation. We will definitely follow up on that. Well, getting back to the whole idea of Gaia, do you think Gaia could be conscious enough or have an agenda and could be possibly manifesting many of what we are calling paranormal, you know, phenomenal events? Do you think there's a possibility that there's some sort of possible Gaian imperative being enacted?
You know, I haven't given the matter much thought, but I have to say, yes, I think that it's a possibility. If one assumes that Gaia is an active, conscious presence, then one also has to take into account the possibility of other archetypal entities and the conflicts that may arise amongst them. So the whole picture could be exceedingly complex, and I think it's one of the reasons why most materialistic scientists think they better stay away from this altogether, because if you start to take any of these hypotheses seriously, it'll drive you crazy.
Well, that's unfortunate, but there are some of us who are brave enough and intrepid enough to start digging around in places that some people just don't want to go.
Yeah.
And that's what we do at the Paracast. We dig around. And
we sometimes get in a little trouble for it, but what the heck.
Well, I find that the more you dig, the more dirt you uncover, so that's kind of one of my axioms. We love to dig here. So, you know, you're talking about your new thinking channel. Why don't you give us a little bit more information about that and give us maybe a rundown of some of the people that you're featuring and some of the areas that people can expect to find there in terms of areas of concentration and research.
Well, let me just say, and thank you for asking. I'm happy to talk about it. It's my passion. Right now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, 36 years ago, I received a doctoral diploma in parapsychology, and to this date, it's the only one ever awarded in the world by an accredited American university. But I'm optimistic enough to think that eventually there will be academic programs in parapsychology in many colleges and universities. And so my goal in creating the new Thinking Aloud video channel is to leave a legacy for future generations so that they know, you know, what the best minds, the best researchers in the field have had to say about it now, because there's some great researchers around, and many of them are getting older. I'm 69 myself, and many of my own teachers are in their 70s and 80s, so I'm trying to give them an opportunity to do series of career retrospective interviews in which they can talk about, you know, what they've learned over the last 50, 60 years as researchers in this field. And of course, also some young ones like Jason Giorgiani, who I mentioned earlier, got his doctoral degree only 2 or 3 years ago and is doing incredibly brilliant work now. So that's my goal. I'm there to leave a legacy. And we have basically two websites, New Thinking Aloud, spelled ALLOWED.com.
And let's do the second one in our next segment, okay, Jeff?
Okay, yeah.
Right, so we've got one site there, which we'll repeat, then get ready to write down the other one. Get your pencils, iPads, or whatever ready with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have those two sites from Jeff. Mention the first one again, then tell us about the second.
Yeah, newthinkingallowed.com, and it's all one word, newthinkingallowed, A-L-L-O-W-E-D. It's kind of a play on words. And newthinkingallowed.org is the New Thinking Allowed Foundation, which is raising money for the ongoing production of the video series. And there are many, many interesting things available on the foundation website, so including books, books and other items available from the TV series. And to date, in the last 15 months, I've actually uploaded 180-plus interviews onto the website. They haven't all been released to the public yet, but they will be between now and the end of the year. I think about 150 of them are now public, and we're still actively engaged in productions. Next month, I have Charlie Tart coming to Las Vegas to be interviewed, who was one of my professors at Berkeley.
I think he wasn't one of the people that started transpersonal psychology, if I'm not mistaken?
Or? Yes, he wrote the book Transpersonal Psychologies, and he also popularized the term altered states of consciousness. He wrote that book. He's sort of a cult hero. He was even mentioned in the movie Altered States as being one of the few researchers around doing good work in the field.
Yeah, true. You have rubbed shoulders with others in the field. John Lilly, I'm sure, would be one of them. Terrence McKenna, probably.
And many interviews with Terrence McKenna. As I mentioned, I started my career in this field by being a radio interviewer in 1972. Right. And in the course of all of those decades, I've done well over 1,000 interviews with many of the thought leaders in the field, many of whom are no longer with us.
Yeah. Let me ask you kind of a crazy question here, but we ask crazy questions. So we've talked to these other people you've worked with on a factual basis, and I should point out, in all fairness, that when Ted Owens was alive, and he had a couple of books published by Gray Barker's Saussurean back in the early days, that some people really dismissed him, didn't take him seriously. But over the long haul, over the years, have you run into many people who made claims of being some kind of psychic, or to have some really important knowledge about the paranormal that turned out not to really have any of that stuff?
Well, most people, to be honest, who make claims like that aren't able to back them up the way Ted Owens was. He sought out scientists and did demonstration after demonstration after demonstration, trying to convince them that he was the real thing. But most people who make such claims don't do that. Ted Owens was very unusual in that regard, and the tragedy is that in spite of all of his efforts to work with scientists, he was generally met with ridicule, and furthermore, it got under his skin, so when people laughed at him for making the claims that he made, he often said, "I better teach these people a lesson," so he would lash out at many people using his psychokinetic abilities, and the results were not always pleasant. There were lives lost. There were accidents and crashes and very unfortunate things that sometimes happen to people. In fact, on one occasion, he got angry with me. I mentioned the wonderful UFO sighting that he produced, but he promised he was going to produce 3 of them. Some days afterwards, we were on the phone, and he was bragging about what a great sighting he produced. And I said, "Well, you haven't done everything you said you were going to do yet." And he slammed the phone down. He was so angry, and I began to feel sick. All of a sudden, I began to get a scratchy feeling in my throat, the kind you get when you know, uh-oh, this is going to be bad. I'm going to be getting a real sore throat here. Then, 45 minutes later, he called back without explaining himself in any way. He simply said, "Jeffrey, I apologize. I will never do that to you again." And within moments, my sore throat cleared up.
Oh, boy. So this person can make you sick.
Well, I think we need to appreciate that we live in a world where we don't know who has these abilities and who doesn't. You know, the lesson for me is, honestly, to always treat every other person with respect, that there's never a good reason to treat any other human being with contempt. And it's often risky because you don't know if the person that you're treating with contempt might have psychokinetic abilities and might try to lash out at you that way.
So you're saying basically that if I don't like somebody, they rip me off, and I have these abilities, and I am not aware that I have any abilities, but assuming I did, I could will them to become sick or something?
Yes, that's precisely precisely what I'm saying. That's one of the reasons there's so much resistance to parapsychology, is because of those sorts of implications. We live in a world where here in the United States of America, less than 300 years ago, we were burning witches at the stake. And people think that was a dark, superstitious age. Well, maybe it was, but we have to confront the evidence. And the evidence to me is that this type of psychokinetic attack is quite possible.
I can tell you stories.
There's something about a primitive animistic worldview that makes more sense than the modern materialistic worldview. Today we believe that witchcraft doesn't really exist, and it may well be that we've got it wrong.
Yeah, well, from personal experiences, that what you've described is very real, having personally experienced one close call that I was inches away from being killed after breaking up with a very, very powerful Wiccan practitioner and someone trained in advanced degrees of the Western esoteric tradition. And her and a friend got together, and I think they were doing some hanky-panky, and I almost I came within inches of having the closest call I ever had while driving on the road. I had a person come blazing down a mountain road at night in my lane, and I literally had to leave the road to not be killed. And I do equate that. I equate that with what was going on in my house by two very powerful practitioners of the dark arts, shall we say.
Ooh, practitioners of the dark arts. You can tell us a lot more about that.
Not really. It was a 4-year relationship with a Salem-trained Wiccan practitioner. And we both went through some pretty sophisticated hermetic training. I'll leave it at that.
I'm not going to say there are any psychic aspects to this, maybe psycho, but over the last portion of this episode of the PowerCast, Chris has had some awful problems dealing with his Skype connection. So every so often, his voice gets distorted. Sometimes what he says completely disappears. I know many of you have encountered problems like that with Skype, and I'm not going to say it's the result of the fact that Skype is a Microsoft product. Just bear with us. We're doing the best we can to get the best possible audio we can. With Dr. Jeffrey Mishlove, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513. Or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Jeff on the Paracast. Let me ask you a question here, which kind of focuses on everything. Obviously, you'd like to see more and more people study parapsychology. What about ufology? Something like that.
I think they're related fields. Parapsychology, ufology. There are a whole number of areas of the paranormal, and I think they all touch upon each other. One might say that parapsychologists have developed more sophisticated experimental methodologies and field study methodologies, but UFO researchers also have good field study methodologies. They're somewhat different, and often you find that the UFO researchers and the parapsychologists don't like to talk to each other because they're afraid they'll be stigmatized. It's hard enough to be working in one area of the paranormal. As soon as you start to work in two, you're sort of doubling the stigma that you're going to have to face with your colleagues, especially if you're in an academic institution.
Now, you put UFOs and parapsychology in the same field, but you know, of course, that there are a lot of people out there who say, okay, UFOs is physical visitations from other planets, it's just spaceships. Whereas with parapsychology, we get into a whole host of things. Do we think then that there's a very deep consciousness factor in what we experience or perceive about UFOs?
Well, even if you assume that UFOs are spaceships from other star systems, which is one hypothesis among many, you get accounts of telepathic communication supposedly occurring between the occupants of these spaceships and humans. So there's a parapsychological element there. There's no getting around it one way or another.
Now, that's a very interesting thing here, because one of the complaints I often make about UFO investigation is the fact that when investigators come in and look at a sighting, they'll get the details, you know, the azimuth, the size of the object, what it looked like. They'll get all sorts of information about what you saw, but not who you are.
Yeah, it all needs to be taken into account. And there are many examples in the literature of people with highly developed psychic abilities who have UFO contacts. Certainly the Ted Owens case is one, but so is the Uri Geller case. And there are others. There's Dr. Berthold Schwartz, a psychiatrist, published a lengthy study with one of his patients who had the ability to photograph UFOs. And it seems as if those photographs were actually the product of what we call thoughtography or psychokinetic projections from her own mind.
Now, Dr. Schwartz, I knew him slightly, very slightly. And was in touch with him, I guess, you know, in the final years of his life and everything.
Yeah, he was a fine researcher and a good man.
The case of the woman in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it had all those movies and photographs?
No, this is a different case. This is a case on the East Coast, and the woman involved was named Stella Lansing. And she often produced photographic images of UFOs in a clock-like formation, like a dozen different UFOs all lined up as if they were the markers on a clock, marking the hours. Nobody could see them, but she'd just point her camera, and then when they developed the pictures, there they were.
Let me continue. Okay, so let's talk about things like physical evidence of UFOs. So photographs, we do see photographs from time to time. Most, however, could be faked, and nowadays with the technology, all can be faked. So when it comes to physical evidence, what do we do?
Yeah, I think the field has a long way to go. I know that the physical evidence is not limited just to photographs. There are also a wide variety of other specimens that have been, including metal alloys that have been found, unusual metallic alloys that would be hard to identify normally here on Earth. But for the most part, you know, you just have to keep accumulating evidence. You've got to realize that in spite of the enormous popular interest, there are only maybe several dozen really serious researchers working in the field. And in such a small field as ufology or parapsychology is an equally small field, while there are many amateurs, you're not going to get the kind of progress you'd like to see if you only have a few dozen professional people working in the field. I suspect at some point in the future we'll have thousands of people like other scientific areas have, and we're likely to see more progress then.
How do you persuade so-called conventional science to take any of this seriously? Because very, very few scientists, as you know, do.
Well, I think you have to just be persistent, and you have to just be patient and do the best research you can do. The truth of the matter is, let's say with regard to parapsychology, there are professional journals that have been publishing in this field continuously since the 1880s. And there are just literally hundreds, if not thousands, of case histories that are accumulating. Well, right now we live in a social environment which is not friendly. And in spite of the good data that exists, for the most part, the field is marginalized. And there are, you know, on the other hand, the popular interest is enormous, while academics tend to be hostile to the field and tend to treat it with a horse laugh, which can hurt anybody trying to get a promotion in their career or trying to seek funding. Probably about two-thirds of people in the general community have had these experiences and are very interested in them. And sooner or later, you know, the pendulum will swing back the other way, and we'll be in a social environment which is conducive to more research being done. And in the meantime, it's fair to say that the quality of the research gets better and better year by year, because the researchers themselves are always looking to improve their methodology, and additionally, they're subject to constant attack from skeptics on the outside, not even true skeptics, but scoffers who are looking for any excuse to dismiss this research and occasionally come up with good criticisms so that the research gets improved and refined decade by decade.
Do you expect to be around when we get some final answers to any of this?
No, not in this body. Probably. I hope I come back in another body so that I can see what goes on. But it's likely to be. William James put it this way. He's one of my intellectual heroes. He's the founder of American psychology, but he was also a parapsychology researcher. And he said that we can't measure progress in this field decade by decade as we would with other fields. We have to measure progress by the century and half centuries. So I think it could easily be 100 or 200 years before things really start taking off. I'm hopeful that all of the videos that I am producing now will be around when that happens, so that a generation of researchers in the future will have access to what the best minds and the best scientists of today are thinking.
One more segment with Dr. Jeffrey Mishlove with Gene and Chris. You're in
Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, we're back with our final visit with Dr. Jeffrey Mishlove for this time out, and we hope to have him back in the future. Chris has been having an awful time with his Skype connection. There's something over there, some kind of poltergeist or something that's taken control. Chris?
Yeah, extremely frustrating, Gene. Sorry, Jeffrey, we've been having reoccurring problems. I'm showing a 1 meg upload speed, so we shouldn't really be having the problems that we're having. But
right now you're okay. Just continue.
Yeah. What advice would you give, the up-and-coming generation who have interest in this subject, but because of the stigma attached to them, may be reluctant to bring their, hopefully considerable talents to bear on these subjects? What sort of advice would you give them to circumvent, the current stigma that's attached to the whole subjects?
Well, the conventional advice that almost every parapsychologist will give you is first establish yourself in some conventional field like psychology or psychotherapy or philosophy or medicine. And then once you've gotten tenure and you're no longer threatened, then you can do parapsychology research and your income won't suffer as a result. I did not follow that advice myself, and I can look back, by getting a doctoral degree in parapsychology, it made it almost impossible for me to have a conventional academic career, but I have no regrets. I have had an interesting life in the media and in the world of business. Maybe I've been fortunate. I would encourage people to follow the advice that Joseph Campbell gave me when I interviewed him, and I asked him what advice would he give to young people, and he said, follow your passion.
Follow your bliss.
Yeah, do that. And I think if you do that, and if you're a well-grounded, healthy individual, things will work out one way or another.
Now, you mentioned being a conventional academic was difficult. Because of your degree, did they look at your degree and say, you're a doctor of what?
Not only was I a doctor of parapsychology, that made it hard enough, but because I had done the UFO research with Ted Owens, the PK man, I was pretty much stigmatized as, even by parapsychologists, as someone whose work was beyond the fold. There was no possibility that I would have been hired by any of the few remaining institutions that had money to hire people in parapsychology. But I made my way. I can say this, that I'm glad that I was true to myself in the process. I think I benefited from it. And instead of being hired by other people for their academic programs, I helped to create new ones. I helped found the University of Philosophical Research in Los Angeles, for example, and taught parapsychology there for many years. And I helped found a program for ministers in the now known as the Centers for Spiritual Living, formerly the Church of Religious Science, where we set up an institute called the Holmes Institute, where I teach parapsychology, and it's required now for all ministers in training with that organization. So there's usually, you know, when one door closes, another one opens somewhere.
Well, that's certainly very good and very helpful. Helpful indeed. What about young people who want to get involved in exploring the strange and unknown?
Well, I would suggest that they pay special attention to the academic literature, to the serious researchers in the field. And frankly, I think one of the very best of all resources for that is the video channel that I've been working on for the last 15 months and that I've mentioned earlier, the newthinkingaloud.com and newthinkingaloud.org. There's a wealth of resources there, hundreds of books that are available, and over 150 interviews with leading researchers and thought leaders in the field. It's an excellent resource for people. And it's free, every bit of it.
Of course, getting people interested also when they're young, they got so many other pursuits.
And it's not for everybody. Not everybody is going to have a career in parapsychology. I think maybe 1 or 2% of the population has a real serious interest in this field. But in a country of 300 million people, we're talking about several million.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Barry Taff, Lloyd Auerbach, both of who we've had on the show, they have managed to avoid the pitfalls and pratfalls and gone on to at least make a bit of a mark, I think Lloyd especially. So, you know, there is hope out there. And again, I think we are seeing I think the generation of kind of boring old farts that, you know, have no time for this subject matter are, you know, retiring and passing on. And I think we're going to see a renaissance of interest in these subjects, and I think they will become more and more mainstream as time marches on.
I think it's fair to say that society has gone through enormous changes. We're about to elect, I believe, the first female president of the United States. And now gay marriage, which was unthinkable only a decade or two ago, is now the law of the land. And these changes affect everything, and including the openness to the inner realms of the psyche.
So we're getting better and better at this.
There's hope.
I'm very hopeful.
What do you think, this is kind of a final question because we have to wrap up soon. All the people involved in physical UFOs disclosure, do you think the government knows any of the stuff that you look into?
I did a series of interviews with John Alexander, who is a UFO researcher and the author of a book called UFOs, Myths and Realities, a former colonel in the military who... While he was in the military, at a time when he had top secret clearance, made an effort to determine what the government really did know. And he's quite sincere in his belief that actually the government knows very, very little, that the government is not capable of really doing much serious investigation in the UFO and paranormal areas. And I'm inclined to think that he's onto something. Now, it's always possible that there are programs around, secret black programs of which he was never made aware, but I'm inclined to think that that's the sort of thing for conspiracy theorists, that there's very little evidence to support that.
We've had him on the show a couple of times, and after being kind of at odds with him for many years, I've actually gotten to know him and consider him a bit of a, you know, a casual friend. We spend a little time together. I do think he's sincere, but, you know, again, people that think that the government can't keep secrets, you know, I think are wrong. The government is able to keep secrets, but I think when it comes to UFO information, I think a lot of that is probably in the private sector and the aerospace companies and out of the reach of FOIA and the purview of the U.S. government.
Jeffrey Mishlov, tell our listeners if they want more information about what you do, tell us where to go.
Okay, one more time, go to www.newthinkingaloud.com or .org to visit the video channel that I've been producing interviews on for the last 15 months.
You can find us on Twitter if you simply look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And, of course, we want you also to look for the Paracast Plus. It's the special best way to listen to the Paracast, and we give you all the extra features. So first, there's the commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. We give you some show transcripts and lots of other stuff. It's all available for a low subscription rate, and for long subscriptions like 5 years or more, we give you free ebooks for me and Chris. So it's definitely worth checking out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Dr. Jeffrey Mishlov, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.